Blog Talk Radio. is it the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalm 118, verse 24. We want to greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want to thank you for joining us right here on Blog Talk. It's a blessing to be back on the air again on a Monday night. This is March 30th, 2015. This is the 89th day of the year. The 89th day of the year. What a blessing from the Lord that is to be able to lift up the wonderful name of Jesus. That means we have exactly 276 days left in this year. So we just greet you tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. My name is Elder Thomas Williamson, and what a privilege and an honor it is for me to serve tonight in the word of the Lord. We'll do our announcements at the end. We're just going to invite you to join us right now as we approach the throne of God in prayer, as we seek his wisdom, his counsel, and direction for tonight's message. Gracious God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you now. We thank you because you are so good and kind. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Your word declares it's of the Lord's mercy that we're not consumed because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning. Father, I just want to thank you for being my all in all tonight. I thank you for being my healer for my body. Father, I thank you for being Jehovah Rapha. You are the Lord that heals all our diseases. We want to thank you that Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on the tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, and that we might receive the promise of your spirit by faith. So, Lord, tonight we just want to thank you for the anointing that makes it easy for us to teach or preach, whatever you would have us to do. God, we ask you to be pleased, O God. Forgive us for all sins, iniquities, and transgression. God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for helping us tonight. We realize the greatest he that is in us is he that's in the world. So, Father, we just rest in you, that blessed assurance, blessed confidence that we have in your word, knowing that whatever we ask in faith, we shall receive by grace. So we just thank you. We receive the anointing for tonight. We just thank you and praise you for all things. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray, amen and amen. I just want to welcome again everyone who took our time to share with us here tonight on the airwaves. I just want to say thanks a bunch. You know, thank you open up so many doors. The scripture says in everything, give thanks, doesn't it? For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, excuse me, concerning you. Tonight, if you have your Bible, I want to invite you to go with us, please, to Titus chapter 1. Titus chapter 1. And we are going to just minister from this thought tonight, taking God at his word. Taking God at his word. Now, we can look to people, and sometimes they may or may do, may or may not do what you request, but tonight we're going to look at the value of taking God at his word. In Titus chapter 1, I want to look at the first four verses out of that Titus chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. The Bible says, Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth, which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God, that cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God our Savior, to Titus, my own son, after the common faith. Grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. And I want to piggyback off of that verse 2 and 3. In hope of eternal life, in hope of eternal life, which God cannot lie, promised before the world began, but hath in due times manifested his word through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're looking for, whatever you're expecting and believing God for, he's able to do it, first of all. Will he do it? Yes. He has a good plan for your life. But then, if we begin to seek God, and as believers, we understand his promises. He promised to deliver us. He promised to heal us and manifest all kinds of blessings. But prosperity is not just one-sided. It's not just all money and you're sick. No, it's the whole package. It is deliverance, being made well, and it's also a correlationship with us having a lifestyle of holiness, which means we got to live a life that pleases him. There are many promises in the Bible, but there were certain promises that are to us as believers. And the first thing you have to recognize is that God is a God that cannot and will not lie. He promised this before the world began, before the foundation of the world, the Bible said, but he hath in due time manifested or revealed it or made it known. His word, how did he do it? Through preaching, which is committed unto me according to the commandment of God, our Savior. You know, Paul, the Apostle Paul, had declared that he was not ashamed. According to Romans 1:16, he said, well, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So what God had promised in his word, he surely will bring it to pass. There is no slightness in what God had promised. We must believe that he is willing and he's able and he's ready. In the Gospel of Matthew, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 4, there is a story of a man who was a leopard, and he went to Jesus and said, if thou will, thou can make me clean. The Bible said Jesus put forth his hand and touched him and said, I will be thou clean. He's still the same God today. He's willing, ready, and able to set you free. But you must believe his word. In 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, consider what the Bible says. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should. Notice that again with me, please. This is 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack or slow concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But that all should come to repentance. So God not only interested in you prospering, but he wants you to be saved. He wants you to be delivered. So if there's an area in your life where you're lacking in, he is able to draw you closer to him if you're willing. Now, he won't fight against your will because he gives us a will. No, he won't fight against your will, but he's always calling for men to come to him. Notice the words that Jesus said. This is Matthew 11:28. He says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. Take my yoke upon me and learn of me. He said, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. Why? He said, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. He still extending his hand to mankind, reaching forth to them, and he's still giving them an opportunity to reach for him day by day. Consider the Bible says in Revelation 22:16, I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you these things in the churches. He says, I am the root and offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. And the spirit and the bride say, come. Listen to that invitation. And let him that hear say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. The Bible says, for I testify unto every man that heareth. What are you going to hear? He said that heareth the words of this prophecy. The word of the prophecy of this book, talking about Revelation. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plague that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. The Bible says, he that testifies these things, saying, surely I come quickly. Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. But notice Jesus was saying himself, I, Jesus, have sent my angel testify to you these things in the church. I am the root and the offspring of David, and the bright and morning star. Friends, I want you to know that whatever God has promised, he will deliver. We must believe his word, because one thing about it, the Bible declares in Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So I want you to know tonight, there is nothing our God can do. If we can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. We just got to know his word is true tonight. Consider Numbers 23:19. Numbers 23:19. The Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Have he said, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Notice that one more time now. He said, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? And of course, you know, you will have to study Numbers chapter 22 through 26 and see the story of Balaam and how God had given Balaam instruction not to go down to a certain place, but he wanted to go. And, you know, it is very important for us to listen. Because if God made you a promise, he's going to bless you in a certain area, you just got to stay right there and wait. One of the hardest things, I think, for believers is we don't like to wait on the Lord. But there is nothing worse than that's wish you had awaited. You know, the scripture declares unto us, in Isaiah chapter 30, excuse me, Isaiah 40, verse 30, he said, even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, in verse 29, he said, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Notice now, he says, he giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. So, if we are going to believe God and take him at his word, we got to be willing to obey, because obedience brings the blessing, whereas disobedience brings the curse. We know that based upon Deuteronomy chapter 28 and the blessing that came on the children of Israel and the curse that would come on them when they did not obey. Verses 1 through 14 gives you the blessing. Verses 15 through 68 give you all the curses. So there's three times as many curses as there were blessings. So notice he said that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent or change his mind. Had he said it, shall he not do it? Or had he spoken, shall he not make it good? Then the scripture teaches us in 1 Kings, this is the 8th chapter dealing with King Solomon. King Solomon has dedicated the temple and he prayed that long, beautiful prayer after he has dedicated the temple. And this is what came back to him in 1 Kings chapter 8 and the 56th verse. 1 Kings 8:56. There has not failed one word of all his good promises. Notice now, there had not failed one word of all his good promises. We have to be assured tonight and have confidence that if God says yes, then it's yes. But there is a sacrifice we must make. We got to be willing to listen, and not only listen, but follow through what he gave us. Which is us in Psalms 119 and verse 89. The Bible says, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Notice it said, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. God said it, and that settles it. He will bring it to pass. When God called Jeremiah about the area where he wanted him to minister, in that 12th verse, this is Jeremiah 1:12, the word came to Jeremiah, and the Bible says, I will hasten my word to perform it. Notice what he said again. I will hasten my word to perform it. Now, that word, hasten, means to watch over. It means to look after. It means to, or it means to stand behind. I'll go over again. That word means to watch over. It means to look after. It means, number three, to protect. Or it means, number four, to stand behind. You know, it means something when you hear certain companies say their motto, you know. There used to be a company that said EF Hutz used to say when they speak, everybody listen. No, but when God speaks, his word is certain. He's the only one that can make promise. Tell you that you are blessed, you are blessed. That, and that word blessed means happy or empowered to prosper. And like I said, prosperity has more elements than just having money, although we need the money because money is a means of transfer. You have a certain amount of money, you can buy a new car, you can buy the things that you have need of, the things that are necessary for life, such as food and your everyday care. But I want you to know that if God made a promise, he can stand on his word. Let's go to the book of Hebrews concerning his promises. Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 6, praise God. Hebrews 6, and let's look at, we'll start at 10. Hebrews 6:10. The Bible says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed toward his name, and that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope unto the end. He says that you be not slothful or lazy, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promise. Now, how is it that you're going to inherit the promises of God? You got to have faith and patience. Through faith and patience. A description of faith again, of course, is Hebrews 11:1. Now faith, not yesterday faith, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, for by it the elders obtain a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made by things which do appear. So he said, that you be not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience. So they like twin brothers. You got to have one. You can't have one without the other. What is patience? Patience is the ability to endure something hard or difficult without complaint. It is the ability to endure something hard or difficult, challenging, without complaining. Well, in Hebrews 10, verse 35, the Bible declares, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come, and will not tarry. And the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. But notice what he tells us now. He says to us, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which have great recompense of reward. But you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So these kind of work together. You've got to do your part. He says, for yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. But he let us know now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, he said, my soul have no pleasure in him. So you see, God made a promise. And I tell you, it's greater than having insurance. You can have insurance, but they may or may not pay. They're supposed to. But one of the things, we not only need assurance, we can have assurance, confidence in God's word. And whatever he promised us, then we know he's going to bring it to pass. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, the Bible says that for all the promises of God are in him, yea, and amen, to the glory of God the Father. Now, all the promises, yea and amen. Amen means so be it. Yea, just basically saying yes. God has established his word. And all we got to do, because he's established his word, then we know he's not going to go back on it. Now, you see, we was over in Hebrews chapter 6, but when you look at on further down, the patriarch Abraham, and how God had made a promise to him. In Hebrews 6, verse 13, the Bible says, but when God made promise to Abraham, the Bible said, because he couldn't swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Notice that again. This is Hebrews 6:13. But when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, here's what he said, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiplying, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he attained the promise. And, of course, you have to go back and look at Genesis chapter 12 when God made him that promise and told him to come out from among his people. Go to a land that I will show you, and them that bless you, I will bless you, and them that curse you, I will curse you. This is Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3. And the Bible said Abraham obeyed. He left his people in Mesopotamia and in Haran. He left those people, and he went down to the land where God told him to go, and he prospered. And the Bible says, of course, in Genesis 13, that Abraham became a very rich man. He was a very rich man. And he wasn't, like I said, just talking about in the money, but in abundance of the things that he possessed. And he had health, and he had servants. All those things he had just because he obeyed God. So the Bible says, and so after he had patiently endured, he attained the promise. Now, God had promised Abraham a son. He was 75 years old. Well, 25 years later, he did get the promise. Now, Sarah, his wife, tried to help him out in Genesis 16, and sometimes you have people that will get you sometime, though, if you're not careful or prayerful, they'll get you to walk according to the flesh. And Sarah told him to go into a handmaid and have a son, but that was not the son of promise. That was not the son of promise. But God made him that promise. He was 75, and that promise did come to pass. When we read Genesis chapter 21, you'll see that Abraham, the first 7 verses, Abraham did have a son. God kept his word. But the Bible talked about how Abraham, he patiently endured and he attained the promise. And if we are patient, we can attain likewise. The Bible said, but men better swear by the greater. An oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. I like that. But men verily swear by the greater. And an oath of confirmation is to them an end of all strife. The Bible says, wherein God willing more abundantly to show unto the heirs of promise the immutability counsel, confirmed it by an oath. The Bible said, and by two immutable things, I mean, things that cannot be changed. He said, in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who had fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope that is set before us. Now the Bible declares which hope we have as an anchor of the soul. And guess what? He described it by saying both sure and steadfast, the veil. Whether the forerunner is for us entered, even Jesus, made and high priest, how long? Forever. After the order of Melchizedek. So we can see we have hope. The hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enter into that within the veil. I want you to know tonight that no matter what you're believing and expecting from God, just know that God's word is true. He told Joshua, remember he told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1, verse 9, have not I commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. Why? For the Lord thy God is with thee. How long? Whithersoever thou go, and I will lay thee be saying, everywhere you go, God is with you. Yes, you may be going through, but you're not going through by yourself. And just know the Bible said, beloved, thinking not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is the trial as though some strange thing happened. But he said, but rejoice in his mercy, that you are partakers of Christ's suffering. You know, I can tell you on a personal level, I've gone through great trials in the last few years, but you know, I found God to be faithful. In 1 Thessalonians 5:24, this is my testimony. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Notice it again. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. So if God made you a promise, he will bring it to pass. And as we approach this week, Passover week, and Resurrection Sunday coming up, we do thank God for what Jesus did on the cross. Cross. So much we can say about it. But when I think about what Jesus did, what the Lord allowed Jesus to do on the cross, he sacrificed his life so that you and I can enjoy the benefit of being set free, being made new. That's why we need to have our minds made up that we're going to go through for the King, go through for the kingdom's sake. The Bible declares in Philippians, chapter 2, verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. Being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. The Bible says, wherefore God also have highly exalted him, giving him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven, of things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Heavenly Father, tonight we thank you. We honor you tonight for knowing that we have promises, and that whatever we have asked in faith, according to your will, we know that we receive it. God, we just want to thank you that you will never let us down. You will always bring us through. You've given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Your word declares, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Help us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For in mercy we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. Lord God, I thank you that every listener is transformed by the word of God tonight. Thank you, God, that you're not a man that you should lie, neither are you the son of man that you should repent. Had you said it and shall you not do it? Had you spoken and shall you not make it good? Oh, God, we ask you to be merciful to us tonight. Lord, forgive us. Lord, help us. Strengthen us, God. Help us to look up and live, Lord. Help us to turn to you with our whole heart. Oh, God, be pleased, oh, God, to set us free. God, I thank you for giving us a mind that we'll serve you with our whole heart. Praise, Lord. We want to thank you for Jesus coming down on the cross to die for us and getting back up the third day. We say thank you. We thank you for resurrection power tonight. Lord God, we thank you that it is in Christ that we live and we move and we have our being. Lord, we want to thank you, oh God, for being our shield and our glory and the lifter up of our head, God. Only you can do that, Lord. Oh God, we want to thank you, God. Help us not to be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Oh, God, we want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we give you praise, God. Help us to be sober, be vigilant, because our adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Lord, I thank you for strengthening us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we give you praise, God. We thank you. Thank you, God, for the peace of God which passeth all understanding. Let it keep our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Then we can boldly declare finally, brother, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. And Lord, we'll give you praise tonight. We'll give you glory tonight. Thank you for deliverance. For your words that who had delivered us from the power of darkness and have translated us into the kingdom of your dear Son. Lord, we just give you praise. We give you glory. And we say thank you, Father. Oh, God. We just thank you for the victory tonight. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise for all things. For it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. want to remind everyone that we're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 10 o'clock Central, 11 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Mountain, 8 o'clock Pacific, 3 a.m. Universal Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And that's every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 11, 10, 9, 8, in that order. 11 Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific, and 3 a.m. Universal Time. So we just want to tell you to trade your local news for the good news tonight. I do appreciate you all taking out your time. Thank you for your prayers. Been going through some great transition. And believe in God still. And we know he's a miracle worker. Praise God. If you desire to contact us, you can feel free to contact us. P.O. Box 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. I'll say it slow. That's Elder Thomas Williamson, Prayer of Faith Ministries. Either one. That's P.O. Box 1289, 1289, Jackson, Mississippi, 39215. If you desire also to listen to this broadcast on the web, remember you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus. That's spelled D-I-D-Y-M-U-S 2010. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Didymus, D-I-D-Y. MUS 2010. There you can listen to tonight's broadcast or download previous ones at your convenience. And they usually make these downloads available the next day. So just tonight in the morning you can listen to the night show if you missed it. Once again, I want to say thanks a bunch to all of you all who are tuning us in tonight. And thanks for being patient with me as the Lord was helping me with a lot of personal problems that I had going on. And so we was off the air for a while, and we are back, thank God, by his grace. And I just appreciate you all so much, and just want to say thanks a bunch. Numbers chapter 6, verse 24 through 26, said, "The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace." This is Elder Thomas Williamson reminding everyone to have a great night in the mighty name of Jesus. We look forward to seeing you right back here on Wednesday night, April the 1st. The Lord will, everyone, have a great night in Jesus' name. Thanks again. God bless.